talking today with Mark Stock. He's the co-owner and founder of Big Iron Auctions. Welcome. We're glad to have you today.
Oh, I tell you what, I am glad to be here. How are you doing?
So good. Well, first of all, start off, we have a long history with Big Iron, but tell us a little bit about, for those that don't know, what you guys do.
Well, we are in the auction business, and we use an internet platform to sell farm machinery, construction equipment, and transportation equipment all across the world. And in fact, you know, we've got reps scattered throughout North America, and we have a lot of retirement sales. We have a lot of equipment that folks use when they only have one or two items that are no longer used in their operations. And then we cover the truck world, the construction world, and the ag world with providing no reserve auctions and no buyer fee auctions to buyers who are looking for good quality equipment that's represented by the owners themselves. That's what we do at Big Iron.
Awesome. And I know you guys have a longstanding history with the Oklahoma Youth Expo that just wrapped up because, you know, these ag mechanics kids get out there and they compete and they make some of the most incredible equipment ever, like that grown men sometimes couldn't make, one-of-a-kind equipment. And Big Iron is a way that they kind of can auction off that stuff. So tell us a little bit about your relationship with the Oklahoma Youth Expo.
Well, we are strong supporters of FFA and 4-H because we like the aspect of those programs. And we like how it teaches leadership skills and how it opens youth to the world of ag and beyond. And this is just another way we can help support FFA and 4-H. And yeah, as you had mentioned, the items that these youngsters make are just mind-blowing. And then we offer and sell all of this equipment to the Big Iron bidder base all across the world. It is interesting how people that have ties to FFA in different states, you know, they find that special spot in their heart to bid on equipment that's so far away, but they want to support these good organizations. And of course, here at Big Iron, we donate 100% of our services to the Oklahoma Youth Expo. And, you know, all the proceeds go back to the chapters that make these items. I mean, 25,000 items are submitted from students involved in FFA and 4-H across the state. And they work on these projects throughout the school year. And then the projects are entered into their livestock or ag mechanics category. And then they bring in these professionals from all across the country to judge these things. And then we get to sell the top 25 items on our April 13th, a Big Iron auction. So it is something to see, folks. Just go to the bigiron.com site, type in Oklahoma Youth Expo, and you'll see these 25 miraculous items.
Well, and I think it's super cool that you guys do this on a national basis, because then, like, if you've got friends and family that didn't maybe get to go to the Ag Mechanics Show or see all the cool stuff, and they are like, man, I need that 2022 Elgin trailer. I need to have that in my corral. They can actually go on there and see it and bid on it right there.
Absolutely. So it's a wonderful way to show off the hard work that these young students have put forth throughout the entire year. I mean, they're already working on next year's projects as we speak. They're doing all the engineering and the diagramming and everything. So it is a work in progress. And of course, hats off to the instructors that are helping teach and guide them into this. And when those items sell, like last year's sale, I think it totaled a little over $88,000 for the items that were sold last year on Big Iron. And that just helps out a lot of these chapters then buy the supplies that they need for the next project. So it's a fun full circle event.
Well, let's talk a little bit about some of the items that are up on the auction block this year, because I got the chance to go through the Ag Mechanics Show and actually see them. But we've got cattle working tubs and alleys. We've got hydraulic hay buggies. We've got loading chutes, utility trailers, bale grabbers. Basically, if you're in the market for some really good machinery, this is the place to find it.
It is. And not only do they have those squeeze chutes, they've also got fire pits. They've got duck blinds and deer blinds. They've got pellet smokers. They've got a 3-foot by 8-foot shop table that is mouth-watering as well. They've got dog kennels. There's even 11-foot by 11-foot gazebo that's going to sell. There's a custom-made 65-gallon skid-mounted UTV sprayer that is being sold as well. So 25 items that are kind of covering a full gamut of not only ag, but some of these hunting and recreational things, but also these 20-foot tandem axle utility car hauling trailers. They've got this custom-built tandem axle roll-off trailer that you can put your round bales on and pull a lever, and they'll dump right out in your field. I mean, these are heavy-duty, built well equipment items. Check out that 220-bushel seed tender and that custom-built portable bale feeder that's selling as well. So just a great lineup. They should be proud of what they are accomplishing, and we need to support them. Remember, it's kind of a donation to the Oklahoma Youth Expo. You get to take something home. Write them a check, but you get to take something home. That's what's so exciting about it.
Well, and you, when you go and you're like, I'm sitting here looking at the items now, you're like, there's no way that kids made this, but they did.
Yes, they did. And, you know, of course they were instructed along the way, and I'm sure that they had their best students doing the welding, and the best students putting on the wheels, and the best students doing the painting, and the best students doing the decaling. Everybody's got a role, right? And that's the fun part about it, is watching the team use their skill sets in putting together their masterpiece. And it's fun. It is absolutely fun, and watching it all happen.
Well, Mark, tell everybody once again, if you're looking for the Oklahoma Youth Expo items, how do they go about finding those?
You go to bigiron.com. You can either type in the search box up on the top left-hand corner, Oklahoma Youth Expo, or just go to the April 13th online auction sale date, and then scroll through the featured sellers, and you'll see the words Oklahoma Youth Expo. And those are the 25 items and the schools in which and the locations in which they're located. So like the Elgin FFA built that 20-foot half-top livestock trailer in Elgin, Oklahoma. And that hydraulic hay buggy is in Morrison, Oklahoma. And we've got the loading chute that is unbelievable. That's in Temple, Oklahoma. All the locations where they're at and what chapters build them are all published there, so you can support which and every one you want. Grandmas and grandpas that are out there, aunts and uncles, share the word to all your friends and family, because what a great, great experience for these young individuals.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk a little bit about some other things, because you guys are really beneficial to ag producers. Sometimes they don't have time to go through the whole auction steps, but you guys provide a nice way to get their items up on the auction block in a helpful manner.
Well, we have a little over 300 sales reps all across North America right now, and that's what we do. We go see folks that have equipment that they want to sell, and we do all the work. We'll take all the pictures. We'll document the descriptions. We'll have the seller review it. We'll publish that information on our website along with the owner's name and their phone number so the public can call them, because we want everybody comfortable with what the process is, and we want people comfortable with the item that they're bidding on. So yes, folks, we describe everything that's good and bad about it, because honesty is the only way it works. And if everybody discloses everything that's good and bad about it, you're going to have a great experience at the end. And the equipment that is sold averages right now 305 miles from the location. So last year in 2021, a little over 87,000 items sold on bigiron.com. And when we took all the distances between them and divided about by the mileage, it was 305 miles was the average distance. That just shocks me that stuff moves that far. But it does, because the equipment that people are trying to find is in such great demand, and it's hard to locate something close that's what you're looking for. So people are willing to go beyond it. I mean, we've had a lot of supply chain issues. We've had a lot of things that have resulted here from COVID that are still affecting the machinery market. And thus, people are going to have to go a little extra farther to find it.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. You guys have made it really easy. So if you're looking for like a specific sprayer or a specific tractor or a specific piece of any sort of machinery, you guys make it a little bit easier to find those things.
Well, we have several categories you can scroll through. And of course, you can just type in the make and model up in our search box, and anything that matches that description will pop up on your screen. And we've even got the auction results. So you can click into the auction results tab. Now, you need to be registered to have access to auction results. But say if you've got a John Deere 8410 tractor that you've been wondering, gee, should I sell this thing? You as a seller can go to bigiron.com, get registered, and then type in under auction results 8410, and all the 8410s that we sold will pop up on your screen. Now, it's important that you look at the year of the machine and the hours of the machine, and most importantly, when it sold. Because when we had $4 corn versus when we have $6 corn, or when we had $5 wheat versus $9 wheat, there's definitely a difference in the prices that have been achieved because of those time periods. But yeah, we've got a lot of information on our website, and it's all accessible, and it all starts with our field reps that go out to do all the work on behalf of the sellers.
Well, Mark, if we have some producers that have some questions for Big Iron, what's the easiest way to get in touch with one of their sales folks?
Well, you go to bigiron.com, and that website, you do want to sell some equipment. All you have to do is click on the sell items tab and or list your equipment, and then somebody will be in touch with you. If you scroll all the way to the bottom of our website, you'll see a contact button there too. So there you can either call into our office or it says contact a support rep, or there's just a number about the general company, and you call into our office if you don't know who your rep is, and we'll get that information over to your rep. But we make it real easy, folks. Just go to bigiron.com, BIGIRON.com. That's the best place to get all the activity.
All right, Mark. Thank you so much for visiting with us today and supporting our youth.
Hey, I love doing it. Thank you so much.